A gentle night breeze carried the scent of damp earth and unseen blossoms as Amara ventured deeper into the ancient forest. The vibrant song of the day had faded, replaced by the rhythmic hum of crickets and the occasional rustling of leaves. Normally, she felt at ease in these familiar woods, but tonight a strange anticipation danced within her. The old man moved in front of her, his weathered form a silhouette against the silvery moonlight. Each step seemed purposeful, leading them beyond the well-worn paths Amara knew. Finally, they reached a hidden clearing, and a shiver of awe ran through Amara as she gazed at the single caduple plant. Its otherworldly luminescence painted the ground below with a soft glow, unlike anything she'd ever seen. "Tonight, child," the old man rasped, his voice a blend of age and something. "Timeless, the caduple blooms. But its magic is fleeting, vanishing with the dawn. You have one wish, if your heart is pure." The bud began to stir, a tremor rippling across its ivory surface. Amara's heart pounded with hope and a touch of fear. "What wish could possibly be worthy of such a gift?" she whispered. The old man's gaze softened. "Think not of yourself, child, but of those who share this land. A wish for another is the most powerful wish of all." As the caduple trembled, its petals began to unfurl with an almost silent shimmer. A fragrance like nothing Amara had ever known filled the clearing, a symphony of jasmine, the sea breeze, and something entirely otherworldly. Tears streamed down her cheeks as she thought of her weary villagers, their burdens mirrored in the parched well. With heartfelt intensity, she formed her wish in her mother tongue. "Spirits of the forest, let this bloom carry a plea for our well, the heart of our village." A soft, ascending chime seemed to echo through the clearing as the last petal opened, revealing the caduple's golden heart. Then, just as the first rays of dawn painted the sky, the bloom began to fade. Amara watched, feeling a mix of wonder and bittersweet loss. Yet, a strange sense of peace filled her. The magic was gone, but the wish, she knew, had taken flight. As the two figures made their way back through the quiet forest, something had shifted. The air seemed fresher, the sunlight a touch warmer. And as the story of Amara and the caduple bloom spread through the village, it was whispered that magic still lingered, woven into the very roots of their ancient land.